Top 5 Face-Off contains adult themes and language that some people may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
He's Matt Hurst.
He's Matt Squirrel.
And this is Top 5 Face-Off, the official world rankings of everything. What are we ranking today, Hurst?
Today we'll be ranking the top 5 coolest animals.
Coming right up after this.
There's more than 5, call Squirrel and Hurst. It's the top 5 face-off. Actual facts. It's the top 5 face-off. Facts are exact. Top 5 face-off. Top 5 face-off. Official world ranking. What's next? You decide.
Good morning, afternoon, evening, or good night, rankers around the world.
Hello, rankers.
Today we are going to be talking about the top 5 coolest animals in the world. Now, I realise this is not a quantitative measure. This is very much a qualitative decision. Coolness isn't necessarily based on being the best at anything, but some animals are just cool. Some are not. Earlier this week, Squirrel said, "What about cows?" I was like, "Yeah, whatever." Then he sent me a banging picture of... What kind of cow was it?
That was a Highland cow.
Cool as all shit, that cow.
Spoilers.
I've sensed that it might be making the top 5.
Yeah, it might be. But yeah, you're absolutely right. It very much is an objective thing, but we're still going to be right because, you know, we decide the official world ranking of everything and then our listeners help us out by choosing which of us was correct.
Fun fact, there are 11 trillion types of animals in the world.
That's a big number.
And we had to choose the top 5.
I looked at every single one of them, honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I had to alphabetize them first, so I didn't miss anything. So, Squirrel, for new listeners, why don't you tell us all about what it is we do here?
Well, this is Top 5 Face-Off, the official world ranking of everything. Each week, you and I get a topic. For instance, world's coolest animals. And we choose the top 5. And the worst in that category. And then our excellent rankers, who are you, the listener, can go to our website, top5faceoff.co.uk, and vote on which of us is correct. And that becomes the official world ranking.
Which means every week, one of us is a winner and one of us is a loser.
Yes. Do you want to find out who it is that won the last thing we ranked, which was Tom Cruise movies?
I would absolutely love that.
So I'm not going to beat about the bush. You took an absolute kicking.
Oh, no.
Sorry, my friend. You got 8. I got 20.
Oh, man. I don't know how this has happened. I was like, does everyone not think Top Gun's the best Tom Cruise movie then?
Well, actually, I have updated the website a little bit. So you now leave a comment, if you wish, when you vote. So I've got a couple of comments.
Wow.
One says, "You sound nice, Hurst." So there you are. That's nice.
Oh.
Someone who was calling you Hursty for some reason, with an IE. Hursty is totally correct with Top Gun. And that was kind of the general feeling. People didn't like Last Samurai, seemed to be the consensus.
Well, they're idiots.
It's got me.
No, they're not idiots. You bunch of rankers, you're all idiots.
Apologies to anyone that helps us out by voting. They're like the core of the show.
Please vote for me. After all, I am nice.
He is nice. No, you sound nice. Not necessarily no, you
I
are
sound nice.
Nice. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Yeah, fair enough.
Yes, so the official world ranking for Tom Cruise movies is Days of Thunder at number 5, then Edge of Tomorrow, then Top Gun, then A Few Good Men, then Top Gun Maverick. It's official, Hurst.
I mean...
He doesn't look happy, listeners.
I have to accept that it's right. I don't like it very much. I don't like it very much at all. But it is a good list. They are all great films.
They're all great films.
I just didn't think it'd be that big of a landslide. I thought that would be quite close.
Okay. But that's last week. We don't want to jump straight into the ranking, Hurst. That feels terribly un-British.
Indeed.
How is the weather in your part of the world?
Well, it's been cold. After a nice couple of warm weeks, it got cold. Then it got a bit rainy, and then it was sunny, and then it was cold again. It's been a bit temperamental, I would say. It hasn't given me much about you.
Yeah, same. Cold. We had quite a lot of hail one day.
Yeah, we had some of that.
Yeah, I haven't seen hail for ages. And there you are.
Yeah, well, we might as well get it out of the system because it is coming into spring now.
It is. The weather needs to sort itself out or it's going to be gripping my shit soon. But it's not gripping my shit right now, Hurst. Do you want to know what's gripping my shit right now? Well, you know what's gripping my shit because you can see me.
I can see what's gripping your shit right now.
There's a fucking fly the size of a penny just flapping around my studio. It landed on my goddamn head. Hurst saw it. I'm not a liar, am I, Hurst?
I did. You know, are you sure it's a fly and not a hummingbird? Because it is massive.
It is big. So gripping my shit right now. Flies. It's too early. Bugger off. What's going on, Hurst?
Well, a few things have been going on. I went to the football again. Works uptown. Yay.
Mighty Tigers. At the admin food hall or something.
Windsor Food Service Stadium.
Close.
Yeah. Close. Good effort. Yeah. Admin food hall. Well, no, neither are particularly good names for a stadium. But anyway, so no, I went there and I was feeling a little under the weather, but I really wanted to go see the match. I'm glad I did. 6-0. And I thought, I know what I'll do. I'm at the football. I'll have a cup of Bovril. I don't know if you've ever been to live sport, but they serve Bovril there for...
Sorry, I've just fucking hell. Mate. What is happening? Is this what you? This is your feeling old, right?
No. This is what's been happening.
Yeah, it is. No, trust me.
Long story, much longer than it needed to be. I wanted a cup of Bovril, so I went and I went to order a cup of Bovril because I didn't want a cup of tea. I'd already had a cup of tea. They make them badly anyway. They're too flaccid. Didn't want anything cold.
They don't sell beer.
They do, but I wanted something hot that was going to be nice on my throat.
Ooh.
Anyway, the point is, I wanted a cup of Bovril, and for whatever reason, up north, or maybe just at the Windsor Food Service Stadium, they don't sell Bovril, they sell OXO. That's right.
Like the cubes.
The cubes. Well, I wasn't sure.
In a cup.
I thought maybe OXO do like beef extract. Maybe this is something I didn't know they did, and this was an alternative. So I was like, well, this is clearly their Bovril, so I ordered it. And I went to drink it, and it tasted a bit like Bovril on the off, but it was just really weak and flaccid and very disappointing. But I bought it and I was sup on it and I was thinking, fine. And as I got near the bottom, as I took a swig out of it and I looked in the cup, you know, sometimes you'll see like the dregs of the bottle or whatever.
No, I don't know. All right. What the fuck OXO cubes look like after you drink them? Fucking maniac!
It's Bovril. No, it's Bovril. Anyway, sometimes like at the bottom of a hot chocolate or something that hasn't been stirred properly, you'll see like the dregs at the bottom. And so I took my last sip. There was a goddamn OXO cube stuck to the bottom of my drink. So they had literally put an OXO cube in a cup and sold it to me for like £2.
Tune in next week for top five weirdest fucking drinks.
I even stirred it the whole walk from the place to my where I stand. And yet there was still most of an OXO cube at the bottom of this cup. It was dreadful, but that's what's been going on.
I have no words. I have nothing.
Just have nothing. I don't know what the fuck to say to that. You're insane. Well, anyway, so that's what's been going on. I had a drink of OXO and it's rubbish.
Of course it was. Can we rank some things?
I mean, unless you want to talk about what's been making you feel old.
That wasn't what was making you feel old. You were drinking gravy.
All right, yeah, we'll call that a double.
Just, I cannot process this properly at the moment. So let's move on and do some goddamn ranking.
All right, let's rank some shit.
All right. Let me get the coin of destiny. The coin of destiny, I will flip it and we will know which one of us ranks first. But how do we know which side is which, Hurst?
Heads for Hurst, squirrels have tails. Flip it.
It is flipped. And it is, squirrels have tails.
Ah, turn her over the squirrel.
All right, kicking straight off with the number five coolest animal. I have chosen goats.
So I'm going to win.
Just goats. I think goats are cool, right? Goats are unassuming. They mow your lawn. They'll trample you. They'll just walk around being like normal kind of animals. But then suddenly, they're up a bloody tree or they're stood on a cliff because goats are well good at climbing things. And it's so weird. Why are goats good at climbing things? Don't know. But they are and they love to. Some goats, if you shout at them, they just fall over and go to sleep. Brilliant. Hilarious. Some goats, they sing.
Trouble, trouble, trouble.
man.
Number five, goats.
So out of 11 trillion animals you're going to pick, fair enough. I mean, this is your list. I feel like we've gone at this differently. So, I mean, you'll see what I mean. So number five, I have the immortal jellyfish. They float along with the tide, following the flow of life infinitely. They live for the sun shining down on them, the flow of waters around them, the tide pushing them along indefinitely through infinite space. So, like other jellyfish, they go through the process of growing into an adult, but then when they're sick of adulting, they start going backwards through childhood to where they started, and then they do the whole thing again. How many times I've thought, oh, I'm just done with being an adult.
I'm done with this Bovril OXO shit.
Yeah, that would be it.
I wish I could get a milkshake.
On OXO Cube Day, I would have started reverting back down again to childhood. I was like, nah, I'm done. It's all over.
Mm.
They have been floating in the oceans since long before the dinosaurs went extinct. So it's technically, biologically possible for a single immortal jellyfish to be 66 million years old.
That's a pretty old thing.
How fucking cool is that?
Can't climb a tree, though, can they, mate?
No, they can't.
Can't climb a tree at all. No, goats can swim, though. No,
but they might be 66 million years old.
I've never cut a goat open and counted the rings, so...
It's like the other animals that live a long time, like some of these... whales or whatever can live for 300 or 400 years or whatever. You think, whoa, that's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
66 million. The only problem they have is they're only 4.5 millimeters long. So they are proper diddy animals. That's why they're not number one, really. They can't be number one coolest thing if you're only the size of a fingernail.
No matter how old you are, all right.
No matter how old, but that was awesome. Immortal jellyfish, number five.
All right. Well, I'll see your immortal jellyfish encounter with cows.
Did you basically just get the Ladybird Book of Farmyard Animals out this week and say, that's it, I'm in?
I was going to make that fucking joke next time. Cows. Cows are generally cool. Now, my favourite type of cow is a Highland cow, and I will show Hurst a picture. Remember the picture I showed you the other day?
I do remember it. And actually, I can see one right in front of me now because we've got a picture of one on the wall.
Nice.
Think, yeah, you know, that is pretty cool.
They're cool. They're like proper heavy metal cows. They're like, they have a rocker fringe that covers their eyes right up. They have really long hair. Even the girl cows have horns, the same as the bulls. So, you know, no sexism among these cows.
And that is good equal opportunities.
And then give you milk, which you can turn into cheese, like a sensible person, and then eat. Good one, cow. And then when it stops you giving you cheese, it gives you steak and burgers. Fucking cows. Cool.
Yeah, I mock cows, but I actually really like cows because they're really curious.
Yes.
You can go over to a gate and they'll look at you and then they'll walk on over.
You amble over.
Yeah. Whilst I mock, they are quite cool. I like cows. And they're tasty as well. You can make Bovril out of them.
And OXO cubes.
Right. So my number four.
Mm.
The duck-billed platypus. Basically, an absolute glitch in the Matrix.
God's joke.
Yeah, like it was created using leftovers.
Yeah.
Semi-aquatic, egg-laying mammal. Now, here's a fun one for you. An actual fact, under UV light, platypuses light up with a blue-green shine. That's right. Not only are they weird enough already, but they also glow under UV lamps. The men have a poisonous spur for battle. Their babies are called puggles.
Nice. Nice.
And they can sense electrical fields like sharks. They are the weirdest animal. And just they're doing their thing completely against all the rules. And I love them for that. Platypus at number four.
They are weird as hell. I know they lay eggs. Do they also sit on the eggs like a bird would or a reptile? Or because they're warm-blooded, do they not have to do that?
I honestly don't know. Mm. I didn't think that would be the most interesting part of a platypus, but we can look into it. Fair enough. Sure, the Malcolms will tell us.
I was going to say, we'll get the platypus Malcolms to let us know, and that would be fine. Yes, the egg-laying mammal. Echidnas are the other egg-laying mammal, right?
Yeah.
Which I can't say properly, probably. Echidna.
I call them echidnas.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably pronounced it wrong. Not David Hasselhoff.
Oh, I don't mean David. I don't mean David Hasselhoff.
I was going to say David Attenborough. I'm thinking David Bellamy. I said David Hasselhoff.
Christ. I don't know. Maybe the Hoff is the world authority on platypi.
Yeah, but is that how you say the plural of platypus?
It is now.
Oh, nice. At my number three, sheep. No, I'm kidding. At my number three, I've moved away from the farmyard into the ocean. I'm going for a narwhal. Narwhal at my number three. Now, a while ago when I used to work in an office, we had a team of computer engineers and we needed a mascot. And we chose a narwhal, which we called an engine narwhal. Wow. The number of these highly educated, very smart people who didn't think narwhals were actually real was quite surprising to me. Narwhals are, yes, the unicorn of the sea because they live in the sea and they have a big single horn, or technically it's a tusk. I think it's because it comes out from near their mouth rather than their forehead. That's just a guess. But they're big. They're big buggers. So narwhals, the body of a narwhal can be up to 5.5 meters long, which is long. The tusk can be 3 meters. That's 12 foot on its own. That's a 12 foot bone spike that it uses. Yeah. Well, I have no idea what it is. I don't know where it's going with that. I have no idea what it uses it for. Probably fighting.
Yeah, I mean, it probably is something to do with that, or just impressing the ladies by who's got the biggest narwhal horn.
Check out my tusk.
Because to be honest, once you've attacked something like that and speared it,
it's done.
What do you do then?
Oh, because it's stuck on your horn.
Oh, yeah. But how do you get it off?
Well, I imagine it's 3 meters
long.
Can
they swim backwards fast enough?
So, no, you could kebab like three or four things onto it, right?
I was going to say, it's like a badge of honor. You swim around the ocean, people can see how much you've killed.
This is check out my trophies. I'm just hanging around in them. So, yeah, narwhals, actual unicorns, number three.
Now, fair enough. They are pretty cool. I've also moved to the ocean for my number three, and I'll see your 5.5 meters. 8.5 if you include the tusk, I believe they call it.
Yes, indeed.
To a 30-meter long, 200-ton blue whale. The biggest animal ever of all time in all known space and history. You can literally swim down its arteries. I've got a picture. I'm going to send you a picture of something. I'm going to send that to you right now because that makes for outstanding podcastery.
Outstanding podcast chat.
I'm going to send you a picture now of a model. This will be going on to the old website so other people can see it, but I have now just sent you a message.
Oh, you have?
With a picture of a blue whale's heart model life-size.
There's a dude in it.
There is actually a dude sitting in it going, I could swim down here.
Oh, it's so big.
I mean, I assume that's what he's saying. It's so large that you could fit a small car inside it. The tongue can weigh as much as an elephant.
Just the tongue.
Just the tongue weighs as much as an elephant. Its skin can be up to 10 inches thick. 10 inches? It's bonkers. All of the facts that you just read about. The blowhole could be up to 3 feet in diameter. So again, most people could probably just accidentally fall down its blowhole.
Just happily strolling along this whale. Oh no, I've taken a tumble down its blowhole.
I've got so many facts here. We're just going to pick out my favourites. They require 4 tons of krill a day. They can excrete up to 200 litres of poo in one bowel movement. And my favourite bit about that is apparently someone's done the science and their poo smells like a dog and has the consistency of breadcrumbs.
Their poo smells like a dog, or it smells like dog poo?
I assume it smells like a dog because that's what it says. And they wouldn't smell like dog poo because they don't eat meat. They eat krill. So
yes.
And you know that dog smell that you get, wet dog smell, I'm assuming.
Yes. Well, maybe it's here in the ocean, right?
Yeah, anyway, that was a fun. They can swim up to 30 miles an hour. They can hold their breath for 20 minutes. And my favourite is they officially are the loudest animal in the world. They can be heard up to 500 miles away because they can make a sound up to 188 decibels. That's like rocket launching volume. Blue whales are just everything on epic level. So yeah, blue whale, number three.
All right, my number two isn't as big as your number three because I've chosen dogs.
Yeah, all right.
Dogs are just cool. Dogs are just cool. What's the saying? Be the person your dog thinks you are.
Nice.
That's excellent advice for everybody in the world. Dogs are smart. They can play games. You can train them to do stuff. You can train them so when you go pew and make finger guns at them, they lay down and they pretend to die. Hilarious. Dogs are your best mate forever, and they don't care how bad of a person you are because they're just cool. Number two, dogs. I don't need to say anything more.
No, you're absolutely right. Dogs are just tremendous.
Mm.
But you know what? They're not quite as cool as.
Well, my number one,
a great white shark. Smile, you son of a bitch.
Oh, yes.
Great white sharks are just the ultimate prehistoric predator. I mean, yeah, okay, megalodons were bigger and like basically these are the smaller versions, but.
Yeah, all right, Malk, shut up. We're talking about things that are here now.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. The coolest animals that exist now.
Yeah.
Great white shark. Basically one of the most terrifying creatures in the whole world. In part, thanks to Jaws, they have a bit of a reputation, but they, you know, they're just out trying to live their lives. They're not going out of their way to kill us. They're, mostly it's just curiosity. If they bite us, they want to say, what's that? And they haven't got hands to poke it and go, or sticks like we have when we find a jellyfish on the beach. So they have to use their teeth.
Right.
What can you do? But they are effectively just brutal hunting machines. They can detect one drop of blood in 100 liters of water.
I've heard that before, and I want to know how brave the person was that was testing that theory.
Well, they probably had one in a tank and just got a pipette of blood. I mean, they probably didn't go in and slice their finger and say, come get it. That would be, foolhardy.
In an amount of water, basically a bath.
Yeah, I mean, you'd probably need a bit more than a bath because they are pretty big.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Some other great white facts.
Mm.
They're badass from the moment they hatch. So they are, obviously, being fish, they are in eggs, but they hatch inside the womb and then the shark embryos eat the unfertilized eggs. So basically already going, right, well,
fucking dinner.
You snooze, you lose.
Yeah.
Right. And then when they're out of those, they start eating the smaller and weaker siblings until they're ready to hatch. And when they come out, they're basically ready to hunt. They're between 4 and 5 feet long and would kill you if you look like food. So fancy that?
No.
It's just wild. And when they breach, I watched an Attenborough thing the other day.
The Hasselhoff thing, do you mean?
Yeah, the Hasselhoff documentary.
Yeah, yeah.
And they just come up from underneath the water and they just shoot up and they hit these seals on the surface and their whole body comes out. They're just tons and tons of great white shark out of the water. It's madness. The only reason I think that I decided that great whites weren't going to be my number one is because they do actually have, in spite of being called an apex predator, they do have a natural predator of their own.
Killer whales, right?
Killer whales, yeah.
They eat the livers or something weird.
Yeah, well, they eat the livers of whales and then just bugger off. But that's fine, because then the whale drops down to the bottom and then everything else feeds on it. It's circular life and all of that. But also, it's pretty badass from the killer whales. But they do work in packs, so...
Teamwork makes the dream work.
It does, but it doesn't mean any of them are individually cool enough to make my list. But yeah, great whites will flee their hunting grounds and stay away for as long as a year if they sense that there's a killer whale there.
Holy crap.
So they are actually genuinely afraid of them. So there we go. That's my number two, which means it's time for the worst animal.
Yes, indeed. Now, I don't want to hear no Malcolms getting in touch when I reveal my worst animal, going, technically that's not an animal. Fuck off, because the worst animal is a wasp, because wasps are bastards. I hate wasps. I think they all need to fuck off and die. Although they eat the aphids. I don't care about aphids. Aphids eat the plants. I don't care about plants. I'm going to eat the cows from number four. Wasps can bugger off and do one. All they do, buzz about, ruining your picnic. Fuck them. I hate them. Wasps, die.
I'm curious. I mean, I'm on board. Wasps suck.
Mm.
But I am intrigued as to why Malcolms might say they're not animals.
I don't know if insects are animals or not.
Yes, yes. Everything that's an animal is an animal. It's either animal, mineral, or vegetable.
Everything that's an animal is an animal. There's some excellent science facts rehearsed there.
Well, I just remember at school a girl in the year below me saying, is a duck an animal or a fish? I was like, I beg your pardon. Is duck an animal or a fish? It's like, well, it's an animal, but fish,
I mean, you
fish
can't
are
answer
also
that question.
Animals. Yeah, so the animal kingdom is anything that wouldn't fit as a mineral or vegetable.
All right, thanks for milking me up. So wasps, a fish or wankers?
Yeah, no, I'm backing you up, man, using my best Malcolms.
Good work. I'm in. Wasps, shit.
I've got Malcolm in my ear saying, yep, wasps, animals, shit, for sure. Good call.
Oh, nice. Vote for me, Max. Except don't vote for me, because remember, the worst don't count toward the official world rankings. Only the top five that matter.
That is true. That is true.
So when Hurst says cats or something, don't hold that against him. He's fine.
I like cats. So now they're not my worst. My worst is the slug.
Oh.
Slimy pest hasn't even got a shell.
Oh.
It wants to be a snail, but isn't quite good enough. Can't handle salt at all.
No.
It eats my plants and leaves evidence everywhere
just,
it crawls.
Just specifically like, your plants. Is that what slugs eat?
I mean, they eat everyone's plants, which makes them worse in many ways. But they don't even try and hide that they're doing it. They leave slimy goop behind them to say, yeah, I did it. It was me. And then they'll crawl across your window as well. Like, they get lost. They crawl across your window and leave slime on that too.
Where are they going?
What's going on, slugs? Why are you on my window, rendering it dirty? You little shit. I hate slugs.
All right.
They're the worst.
No, wasps are the worst.
Slugs.
Wasps. But that doesn't matter. That bit's just for fun. What matters is what is at... number one, Hurst.
I'm excited. I'm excited to hear what you've got at number one.
The number one coolest animal, Hurst, is a parrot.
Oh, God.
Parrots are cool.
Parrots.
Yeah, man.
For starters, they look dope, right? They're mad colourful, and they're probably a little bit bigger than they are in your head as well. And they can be red and blue and green. There are many different types of parrots, and they all look dope. And they can talk, and they can fly, which I kind of have been noticed that none of your animals can do so far. None of them can fucking fly. Parrots can fly, and they can go, I can fly, while they do it as well. Parrots, cool, fact, official. But not yet.
But only if you teach them to say, I can fly.
Right. Can't teach a jellyfish to say, I can live forever.
No, but it can live forever.
It can. Parrot can fly.
Not forever.
I don't know. I've never tested it.
I mean, I feel like your logic is pretty much any bird that can fly. Not penguin, talk. Obviously. Yeah. That's dumb.
Talking is important. I know
minor bird.
Technically, ravens and other birds, yeah, they can talk.
Yeah.
Parrots can do it best, and you can teach it swears and funny jokes.
No, minor birds can do it best. Then birds of paradise have got the best plumage and the best dances. They almost made it on my list, to be honest, because they're so funny. Yeah, this is the first time I've found I'm not on board with your list. Parrot. I feel like...
number one.
I feel like our lists are miles apart this week. But maybe that's good.
Imagine what with there being 11 trillion animals that we didn't come up with the same thing.
Don't be ridiculous. It's 11 trillion.
Sorry, also not a number. But I like it. Would you like an estimated fact about parrots, Hurst?
I would very much like that.
All right, which of these is true? There are over 1,000 different types of parrot. Fact. Or parrots can live for over 80 years. Fact. Which of those is real?
Now, parrots do live a long time, but I don't think they live 80 years, and there are lots of over 1,000 types of parrot.
There are 398 types of parrot, Hurst.
Damn you!
Parrots
80 years?
In captivity, yes, indeed.
Wow.
No one's sure about wild parrots, or they're not as sure, but yeah, parrots live to be well old. So if you buy a parrot and teach it cool jokes, you pass that down to your kids.
Yeah, that actually does add considerable credibility to your coolness, because that's a long time. But also it makes owning a parrot much less appropriate, because that's a lifetime commitment. You might not even make 80 years.
I make 80 years. Look at me. I have to specifically choose the dog that's barely going to make it to 10.
Yeah. Basically, on a relatively low life. Don't get a small dog because they last forever. Well, not literally, not like the jellyfish, but they do last longer.
Is that because they're even, if I got a 4.5 millimeter dog, do you think it would live forever? Is it exponentially?
I reckon it would go on past 30 if you got a 4.5 millimeter
dog. No, it wouldn't, though, because I'd stand on it, wouldn't I?
You'd definitely tread on it. I mean, it would. And the dogs somehow managed to need the hospital, or the vet all the time. So can you imagine trying to operate on?
I had a chat with my dog. She's not allowed to get ill anymore because I can't afford pay insurance for her, because it's 150 quid a month.
Wow. Yeah.
So she goddamn jump. We've had a chat. We're just going to, she's done. If she gets too ill, R.I.P. in peace, Willow.
Yeah. Okay. So parrots.
Parrots.
And you're right. None of mine can fly until now.
Ooh.
Clearly, the coolest animal in the world is a golden eagle. I mean, it's called a golden eagle. There's an energy drink named after it now as well, because they've realized that actually that is goddamn cool. Let me consult my notes on why. Not that I really need to consult them, because it's fucking badass. If you like badass and big verses, parrots are bigger than you think. Golden Eagle has a 7.5 foot wingspan.
It's pretty big.
It's a proper apex predator. It's massive. I've got another picture to send to you. Did you see mine? You saw the whale one, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to send you a picture now.
Okay.
That will also give you cause for concern.
Send it to all the listeners too.
I will do.
All right, cool.
What's your phone numbers, Rankers? All right. Incoming.
I have it. Oh, it's claws. Yo. Damn.
Sweet baby Jesus.
This is some big claws.
The talons are about the size of a human hand, and they are about 50% claw.
Yes.
They're pterodactyls that are still alive.
Right.
They, aside from having this massiveness, when they attack, they dive at their prey, and they reach speeds of 150 miles an hour. Now, bearing in mind, peregrine falcons are a little over 200 miles an hour.
Yeah, they can really rip.
And they're diddy.
They're the fastest, aren't they?
They're the fastest animal in the world. Yeah. And when they hit a pigeon, that thing is dust. That's going to hit the ground and be gone for.
Oh, yeah. It becomes pink mist, right?
Because you're getting hit by claws at 200 miles an hour.
Yeah.
But imagine being hit by that, what can I only describe as a crane that these things have on the end of their legs. Those grippy crane things at 150 miles an hour. It said, I couldn't find any science behind it, but there were several sites that said it's been likened to the force of a bullet, which travels at 2,000 miles an hour.
I can imagine, but not as heavy.
No, nowhere near as heavy. 150 miles an hour hit by those things. That is instant death. And it doesn't matter what it is. Now, I used to work with a guy who was quite into his falconry. He used to breed peregrines, Harris hawks, and all sorts, and go out hunting with them. And he went out, I think it was in Russia or Eastern Europe or something, and he was telling me that he went out hunting with golden eagle. And do you know what the quarry was? Fucking wolves. They were hunting wolves with golden eagles.
Oh.
So, yeah, it just doesn't get cooler than a golden eagle.
All right.
Imagine putting sunglasses on a golden eagle. It would look absolutely right.
All right. Done by it.
Yeah, cool.
Not bad.
So there we go. Would you like a fact and an estimated fact golden eagles? Right. Fact. The golden eagle is the national symbol of Mexico. Fact. The golden eagle is the largest bird of prey in Europe.
Oh, see, I knew it wasn't the largest bird of prey because it's a buzzard, right? But then you say in Europe. Caught me out there, Hurst. I was all ready to jump in. Give me that first one again, Hurst.
The golden eagle is the national symbol of Mexico.
I think it is. I think it is the national symbol of Mexico.
The fact is, the golden eagle is the national symbol of Mexico.
Hey, that's the first one I ever got right. Yeah. So there we are. There's our list. Very different list this week, Hurst. I'll be interesting to see what the rankers make of this.
Not a single overlap. I think that's a first for us, isn't it?
But yes, not a single overlap. No, neither of us had a single thing from the other one's list at all, which is the first time that's ever happened on Top 5 Face-Off. You have just heard history, rankers.
You can tell your grandchildren about that.
You absolutely can. But while you're busy voting for which of us is best at the website top5faceoff.co.uk, it's time for us to choose what we're ranking next week, Hurst.
Woohoo!
It is time for the Wheel of Decision.
Ring out the wheel.
Hurst, can you see the Wheel of Decision?
I can't see the wheel.
Excellent. We have many excellent things on the Wheel of Decision. Patreons can add things to the Wheel of Decision. So if you want to add things that we might rank, become a patron and help us out. Hurst needs a microphone.
I do. Well, first of all, we need to break even on your monthly outgoings.
Oh, well, that's true. That's true. Let me have a little look at some things that are on the Wheel of Decision. We have movie musicals. We have Spice Girls songs. We have TV theme tunes. We have Disney movies, 90s video games. Lots of good things on the wheel. Are you ready for me to spin it, Hurst?
I am ready. Spin, spin, sugar.
What's it going to stop? Oh, it's going to be movies from 1999. Many, many excellent movies from 99 to choose from. So, there we are, rankers.
Okay, looking into it. Got what? Another week of watching movies homework.
Oh, no. What a terrible thing.
Tough times.
Right. Not much left for us to do then, Hurst. Rankers, do us a favour. Give us a rating. Give us a review on whatever podcatcher you're using to listen to us in your ear holes. Or if you can't do that, just tell your mate that it's really good and they should listen too. That would really help out. Otherwise, yeah, just hear us in your ears and enjoy. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook at Top 5 Face Off. You can email us hello@top5faceoff.co.uk. And don't forget to vote. Top5faceoff.co.uk. You can leave us a little message when you vote as well. Hurst, you have a painting of a cow that people might want to buy. Where can they find it?
I don't even know where I could find that anymore. But if you want to have a look at some of my other work, go to www.doghouseart.co.uk.
Excellent. Please rewind this podcast for the next person to come along, and we will see you next time for Movies of 1999.
See you, Rankers.
Bye, Rankers.
Top 5 Face-Off is presented by Matt Hurst and Matt Squirrel and produced by Powerstorm Awesome Fire Incorporated. For more details and to vote for a winner, visit top5faceoff.co.uk. Thanks for listening.
That fucking song, man.
I love it.
It gets stuck in my head for literally hours. Hello, world.
Hello, rankers.
Today we are going to be... Strong start.
Strong start. All right. Well, we're nearly ready to start ranking. But what's going on, Hurst? No, that's terrible. We're nearly ready to start ranking, but what's going on, Hurst? No, that's shit as well. Fuck it. What's going on, Hurst? For my number three, I've moved away from the graveyard? Farmyard, that's it. For nine, we will find that. Fuck.
Fourth time's a charm.
My number three, I've moved away from the farmyard and into the... Fuck off my head, you bastard fly.
That fly is taking you down. It's you're so big. The size of your eye.
It's trying to punch me out, I swear. Look, fucking look.
I can see it. I can clearly see it.
Absolutely clout it when it comes off my alien poster.
Yeah. Right. The biggest animal ever of all time in all known space and history.
Except for your mum.
you're going to need to kill that fly, mate. It's getting on my tits. If I know what it must be doing to you.
I think there's two of them.
Oh,
which is what I was suddenly reacted to there. Like, there's one on me and one over there. So there's one there. There is! There is! Oh, my God!
Oh, my God.
It had a baby.
They multiplied.
It split into two. That's why it's so big. It was pregnant. Fuck are we at? Number two.
Yeah, we're at number two now.
I need to tell the people listening that you can rate and review this podcast on whatever platform. Hey, rankers, rate and review this.
For fucking set me off, shit.
Platform.
Yes. Do you know where my bike wheel is?
Yeah, you dumped it by the gate.
The child. Happy birthday.
Oh, too late. Someone's coming to my door again.
Sorry. I'm just going to go and get the Chinese.
Okay? She's never going to finish. All right.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Hi, Hurst. Oh, that was polite, wasn't it, Hurst? Jesus.
Unbelievable. Blanked.
Could have taken that goddamn fly with her. Top five face off.